now. I'm talking about the Wood Brothers, Oliver and Chris. Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Thanks for having us.
You're so welcome. And I guess who's the big brother here?
I'm the big brother.
And how does that work out? You tell him what to do on the road?
Not really. Not really, but yeah. Maybe when we were kids, I was kind of a little more bossy.
I'm still scarred from some certain things. Yeah.
little less bullying than there used to be, probably.
Speaking of growing up, you guys are from Boulder, Colorado. It's a beautiful town, by the way. Love it. It's a great college town. Mm-hmm. And I just wondered, you know, everybody there is really fit and everything. Why? How come you guys just didn't stay out there and go skiing and hiking all year long? I mean,
we're too slack.
We're excited to sit in a van for hours every day and just let it all go.
That's right.
Now, your son's of a poet and a microbiologist.
Molecular
biologist.
He's been a stickler about that.
So I bet he has, yes.
That's why I'm correcting you.
Now, in this environment of science and art, I'm wondering what it was like growing up and how that shapes your music.
Well, I mean, what shaped it, I think, for the most part in the beginning was, you know, he was a folkie in the Cambridge scene in the late 50s and actually performed and recorded a little bit with Joan Baez. And, you know, so he was kind of that scene and was playing a lot of the same music, folk music that, you know, that Dylan was, really. And we grew up with him playing in our living room and performing for us. And that, so in a way, he's our earliest live music influence.
But right. Plus, his record collection was pretty cool. And then he had like, you know, all kind of really rootsy stuff, including blues and Lightnin' Hopkins and Josh White. And but then also this more folky stuff. And, of course, Beatles records and everything else.
So you guys absorbed all of this stuff.
So,
like a sponge.
Tell me, what does John Medeski bring to the Wood Brothers? And also, this is the second part of the question, have you considered adopting him as a brother?
Well, he's sort of grandfathered in at this point, because Medeski, Martin, and Wood has been together for 18 years, or going on 18 years. So he's like a brother, and we've spent, at this point, probably almost as much time together as Oliver and I have spent together. So, you know, all the touring that we've done over the years. And John is actually, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but he grew up doing a lot of work with vocalists, musicals, wrote things for, you know, so he's not unfamiliar with working with songs. And he just has an incredible intuition about music of all kinds. It doesn't have to be jazz or classical or whatever. You know, he's really has a amazing taste and perspective on music. So he's a valuable person to have in the studio.
Yeah. He's produced both of your albums, right?
Yeah, and plus on this latest album, he did a lot of playing, which was fantastic. He's just fantastic on any keyboard there is. So.
Well, fellas, you're here. You got your instruments. How about giving us a tune?
You got it. We're going to do a tune that's from that record. It's a Dylan tune called Buckets of Rain. Buckets of rain, buckets of tears, got out on buckets coming out my ears, buckets of moonbeams in my hand. Got on loving, honey, baby, you can stay. I've been meek, hard like an oak, and I've seen pretty people disappear like smoke. Friends will arrive and they disappear. If you want me, honey, baby, I'll be here. Like your smile and your fingertips, like the way you move your lips, like the cool way you look at me. Everything about you's bringing me misery. Little red wagon, little red bike. Well, I ain't no monkey, but I know what I like. Like the way you love me long and slow. Taking you with me, honey, baby, when I go. When I go. Life is hard, life is a bust. You do what you do and you do what you must. Do what you must do and you do it well. I'll do it all for you, honey, baby, can't you tell? Do it all for you, honey, baby, can't you tell?
Chris and Oliver, it is the Wood Brothers on listener-supported radio, 91.3 WUKY. That's one they put on their very latest CD called Loaded. It's Bob Dylan's song. And how come you decided to choose that particular Dylan song for this new record?
I don't know. Why we choose covers, is it's so hard to put into words, but you just relate to a song and there's something about it that you can make your own, you know, so it doesn't just sound like the original. Otherwise, I'd rather just hear the original, you know. So we try to make, you know, put our own kind of twist on it. And I don't know, something about that one related to the lyrics, and we could play around with the rhythm a little bit, and it sounded good duo.
About the songs and the songwriting, I'm curious where the songs come from. Do they come from experience or stories overheard or possibly even dreams?
Gosh, I think they come from all that stuff. So much of it is from the subconscious, which is sort of its own sponge. So, you know, on our new record, I think we're experiencing the death of our mom. That was kind of a current event during the year that we wrote the songs. And so, I think a lot of that's in there, you know, whether it's done consciously or not, you know, you can feel it in there, or we can feel it in there. So,
yeah, we don't think of it as a sad record though. It's something about that was inspirational. It's actually helped us out, and so I hope the songs come across as, you know, uplifting. And
I don't believe it's a sad record at all.
Yeah,
I feel that.
I don't think it became a cosmic bummer in any way. I mean, it was really to feel better. You know?
Well, talking about the life cycle, Oliver, you're a new father. You had a baby born a few weeks ago,
right.
And I'm wondering how this has affected your life and influenced the music.
Well, it's only been like just under 2 weeks, so I'm still getting used to it, but I'm sure it's...
You haven't written any new songs about it yet?
I can't say I've had the...
That's pretty much all you do early on.
I got some diaper ditties, you know.
I only have one piece of advice for you.
What's that?
As a father, learn to breathe through your nose. I mean, through your mouth. Sorry, the other way around.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say.
Learn to breathe through your mouth. That's the only thing I can say.
I was going to say, most people know how to breathe through their nose. I don't think that really needs any...
I'm already a mouth breather, so.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
Do you guys have a particular place you like to go when you're writing? I mean, is there a room that you go, or do you just try to fit it in whenever you can in your schedule?
You know, we don't live in the same state even, so when we find our own little spots, wherever those may be. I sometimes write while I'm mowing the lawn or, you know, doing something like that. Chris has got a pretty cool basement in his house, so he probably goes down there.
Yeah, the basement is good for me.
Yeah.
Basements are good.
Then, you know, everyone needs a basement. Every guy needs a man shack or
a
basement
cave,
or something.
Yeah.
You know, I picture the front porch every time. I hear
some
of these.
Well, that's my fantasy. I got to build a front porch. But someday,
a great idea,
that's my fantasy, is to grow old and play on my front porch.
Are there any other siblings that are waiting to join the family band out there? Have you got any other?
No. Well, Chris has a daughter, you know, so
she wants to join pretty bad.
Does she really?
You can see her on YouTube. She's playing with us
for a
couple things.
All right.
She's an entertainer.
Mike, do you have anything?
No.
Get him to play another song?
I love the record.
I know.
I love it. It's one of my favorite of the year.
Well, you were going to ask about one particular song, right? The chocolate on your tongue?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, from the first record.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Tell us about that.
Chocolate on my tongue. Well... I don't know. I'm a lover of chocolate, and
tell me about it.
It's hard to say. It's been a long time since that one was written, and I don't remember what was going through my head. But I remember it was one of the worst times of my life that I wrote that song.
Chocolate will cure that.
And I mean, yeah, I guess it was like the cure or something.
I have a song I want to ask about. Postcards from Hell.
Postcards from
Hell.
Love
that song.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a song. Chris and I have a friend in Atlanta, who, which is where I live. A guy named Donnie McCormick, who's a real mentor of mine musically, and he's a fantastic singer, and he used to be a drummer, and as he got older, he started playing the chicken coop, which is this weird box with slats on it, and he'd beat it with drumsticks and attach cowbells to it, and it's a real spectacle. So he actually plays on it on the record, and on Make Me Down a Pallet on Your Floor, he plays on that one and sings, and So he's sort of the inspiration for that song. And,
it's interesting. I want to know about chocolate. You want to know about Postcards from Hell, Joe? What
well, you have to listen to the full lyric of the song and everything. You know, it's a really beautiful song,
right.
And I don't remember ever hearing a song quite like it. But I thought it was very good, very tastefully done. We're visiting with the Wood Brothers, Oliver and Chris, and fellas. Why don't you entertain us with another?
All right, we're gonna do another
song.
One here. May not be the most uplifting at first listen, but
this is listener supported radio, 91.3 WUKY. It's the Wood Brothers live.
Well, I'm standing on your toes, my dear. Well, I know what it means to be senseless. Laid my bed across the tracks without fear. Ain't it funny how a boy can be so reckless? Leave his life a broken toy, my dear. Why do I dream of holding you down under the waves until your last breath fades? Why do I dream of holding you down? Who knows? 'Cause I'm missing you. I know what it means to be lonesome, but I never thought you'd go and disappear. I know I'm past the point of young and wholesome, but I was born the day I met you, my dear. Why do I dream holding you down under my pillow? I'm just weeping like a willow. Why do I dream of holding you down? Who knows? 'Cause I'm missing you so. And I have begged for a kick in the rear. Ain't it funny how a dream can be so painful? Won't you tell me what it means, my dear? Why do I dream of holding you down under the waves until your last breath fades? Why do I dream of holding you down? Who knows? 'Cause I'm missing you so. Who knows? 'Cause I'm missing you so. Who knows? 'Cause I'm missing you so.
Oliver and Chris Wood live on WUKY. It is the Wood Brothers, and talk about the perfect song for the Halloween season. Just hold her down.
You guys are such...
Keep her head down below the water level.
You're so percussive, both of you guys, and I'm assuming you developed these styles independently since you're in Atlanta, and Chris, you're in New York. So, I mean, did you always play this way?
Well, I don't know, but what I do know is that the first time, you know, we kind of pursued professional music careers separately for, I don't know, at least 15 years or something, and Oliver down in Atlanta, I was up in New York, and we finally, after all those years, we had a double bill where his band played the same night as my band, and Oliver sat in with us, and I remember just, he was right there next to me playing, and I was just, it was so uncanny how similar we were, you know, and it, so yeah, I think the answer is yes. We somehow, there is a blood connection where we both were attracted to similar things, and there was something very similar about our style, even though we kind of had very different bands that did different things.
Well, I noticed on that last song, and just for our listeners out there, you'd have to see what Chris is doing and what Oliver is doing, but you're each beating, your guitar is beating the wood, right. But you're doing it at different times.
Right. So, like, sure, I'm functioning as the bass drum, Oliver's functioning as the snare drum, but in between those percussive notes, then we're actually playing the strings to play the bass line and the guitar part.
So you keep the melody going.
So it's a counterpoint going on that kind of ends up hopefully sounding something like a drum set.
Right. Some of the percussive stuff comes out of us wanting to imply a band sometimes, you know, so there's yeah. It's just two of us, but it's kind of a fun challenge to make a fuller sound happen with two guys, and so that's kind of one way to do that, is to beat on things.
And when you're touring, it is pretty much just you two.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That, well, that's great, and I guess you got to do that. Listen, I have one more question before we go. If you could be a tree, and this is for each of you, okay, if you could be any kind of tree, what kind of wood would you be? So, Chris?
What kind of wood? I don't know. I you know, I live up in the north this time of year. you know, I'm really impressed by the sugar maples.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could express myself with those kind of colors in the fall time, it's a very creative tree.
Very sappy.
you know,
what I'm picking up there.
Sappy.
Love it. And you know what? You can't beat a good giant dose of syrup.
That's right. Oliver, what about you?
I'm thinking of driftwood just because float around and
there
wow,
you go.
That's
hang
so
out
bluesy
on the
of you.
Yeah.
That's a hobo.
The Wood
wood.
Brothers. Right. There you go. Sugar maple and some driftwood. There you are. Fellas, thank you so much for coming in, and good luck to you on your tour. I know you were off to Indianapolis and Wisconsin and beyond.
Yep.
Good luck with the baby.
Thank you.
That's right.
Thanks
you
for
very
having
much
us.
For having us. Yep.
Come back and see us.
We will.
The Tonic theme was written and produced by Melanie Johnson.